the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We'll be getting to the state of the world after 5 o'clock, but what are the state of the Beckhams? That's where we're starting. Finola Jones, you explain to me, please, and by extension, everybody else, just what is going on within this dysfunctional family.
Okay, well, we have to go all the way back to 2022 when Brooklyn Beckham got married to Nicola Peltz and took her name and became Brooklyn Peltz Beckham. Lots of whispers and rumours at the time, as there tends to be with celebrity weddings, celebrities in general, that there was unrest in the camp, shall we say, that certain members of the family didn't like Nicola, Nicola didn't like certain members of the family. But those rumours kind of remained unanswered for many, many years. Obviously, we're now 4 years down the track and we've gotten probably the most substantial update since from Brooklyn himself. Brooklyn took to his Instagram stories last night to say that he's essentially not interested in reconciling with his family. He's requested privacy for himself and Nicola, kind of illustrating this situation in which he feels kind of completely disillusioned from the family, very frustrated with David Beckham and Victoria Beckham's actions towards him and his wife, highlighting particular issues that he felt happened at the wedding. So yeah, not a great day for Camp Beckham, I would say.
Okay, but is there an element here that maybe he just needs to grow up a little bit?
That's a great point, potentially. Look, Brooklyn's career has been kind of trundling on since he kind of came of age, and he's been trying lots of different things. He was a photographer at one point. He's kind of moving into entrepreneurship. And
he was a chef, famously, wasn't he? But not a very good one.
Chef is a word that you would use. Would you use it to describe Brooklyn Beckham? I'm not sure. Someone who made food, certainly, yes, at some point. Yeah, but look, I mean, he's highlighting very specific issues. There seems to be real contention, if you're to believe Brooklyn's side of the story, I should say, where he's kind of alleging that there were real issues with Victoria and Nicola in particular, apparently, that Victoria was due to design Nicola's wedding dress, pulled out at the 11th hour, which led to her having to get a different dress. There's also reference to a dance, their first dance, that apparently, again, all alleged by Brooklyn, that Victoria hijacked this dance and danced, his words, very inappropriately on him. I mean, you can say that maybe there's an element of him needing to grow up, but I suppose, would you, you never hear of celebrities speaking out in this way. And I mean, to risk this kind of estrangement, I don't think you do that if there isn't a reason. Whether those reasons seem valid to us or not, I don't know, but Brooklyn seems to think they are anyway.
Okay, but didn't he in his statement sort of imply that he was being used and the rest of the family by the parents as almost public property, as sort of props for the celebrity business that the Beckhams run? But wasn't he also himself a beneficiary of that? Would he have had any of the opportunities that he had if he hadn't been promoted by his parents?
Yeah, this is the thing. And what you're alluding to there in that statement is him saying around the time of the wedding that he would have to essentially sign away his name upon getting married. Now, what that means, I don't know, whether it means specific like licensing, commercial dealings, or as you're saying there, was it Victoria and David essentially saying, okay, you're going to marry this girl and take this name. Well, you're not with the bank of mom and dad anymore. You can't dine out on our reputations and stuff like that. And as you said, his career has been covered kind of breathlessly, because he has been using the name in order to kind of muscle his way into these certain areas, as we've already said, like the food, the cooking, modeling he was doing at one point, the photography, all kind of areas that he's tried his best at, but has kind of quickly given up on. So I think there's an element of that as well. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, can you explain to me, why is it that so many people seem to care about this?
the eternal question. Well, again, it goes back to my point, like this never usually happens. Like sometimes rumours just stay rumours, and you know, you never have someone kind of answer to this so publicly in this way. It's so messy. It really reminds me of the Agatha Christie of it all, with Colleen Rooney kind of sharing her side of the story there. That kind of brings people together. I don't know, shows that families, even families as famous and as wealthy as the Beckhams, they're as fallible just like us. They're fighting over Monopoly at Christmas just like us.
Okay, old Tomás McDermott, MD of the Communications Clinic. I know you're going to assess for us the communication strategies of the Beckham family, or the parents, and of the son. But can you give me a sense of why it is that this is commanding so much media attention, is on the most read in various websites, is all over the television and the radio and the rest of it?
Well, it's probably a combination of a couple of things. The Beckhams are a family, so in a very simple way, it's very relatable. But also David Beckham and Victoria Beckham have been in our lives in one way or another for the last 20 or 30 years, Matt. So they are significant parts of culture, and they're a significant part of the global pop culture, for example. And they are the
are they sort of a parallel to the British royal family?
Precisely. They're a parallel to them. And their children, as you have mentioned, have been props since they've been in the womb. And they now have become familiar to us. And we've also seen the recent documentaries, in inverted commas, because ultimately they were advertisements for both David and Victoria and the Beckham brand as we come through. So there is a familiarity there. And then this therefore being a familial challenge and a familial breakdown in and of itself is relatable. You mentioned the royal family there, Matt, because there are again some similarities here to it, because the playbook now for Brooklyn has been written for him by Prince Harry, where you see the opportunities now that Brooklyn may feel our opportunities, where you might have Oprah Winfrey knocking on his door, you might have Joe Rogan wanting to do a long form interview, there may be a quote documentary done on him himself, or there may also now be a book, because a Brooklyn Beckham book may be more attractive now than it was yesterday. But I am reminded, when this happened and when this story broke, I was reminded by the Jack Nicholson line in A Few Good Men, where he says, "I don't need to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it." Brooklyn Beckham has risen and slept under the blanket of privilege that was provided to him by his parents' hard work, and now he is questioning it. And he has been given opportunity after opportunity and opportunity, and he is now attacking the family business, which is Brand Beckham, but he's doing it in the most damaging way possible. What he said in his post, which was, "Social media means so much to us," and he is attacking them on that. The specifics, for example, which I think is very interesting, the specifics seem to be saved for Victoria, the dress issue, the dance at the wedding, which now whoever was advising him may or may not have understood the consequences of that, because what we now can imagine is the likes of TMZ and every other entertainment website are going to be hunting out for that video so that they can replay it. So they have gone, whoever is advising him, and I would assume there has to be, given that he's married to a billionaire, they tend to have plenty of advisors, they have advised him, and this has gone for the most explosive and most damaging way that he could have approached it.
I wonder, was David Beckham taking advice before he went on CNBC's Squawk Box this morning in Davos?
I've always spoke about, you know, social media and the power of social media, you know, for the good and for the bad. You know, the bad we've talked about with what kids can access these days, and
it can be
dangerous. But what I've found personally, you know, especially with my kids as well, use it for the right reasons.
Okay, and you think he went on then to talk about mistakes made by the children without making any mention of mistakes he and Victoria might have made, which doesn't strike me, Owen Moss McDermott, as a good way of mending fences.
No, and they may, again, it may have been too early to make anything definitive. So you can see that he kept it pretty neutral. I suspect, again, they'll be hunted for a statement over the next couple of days. And the advice one would have to give them is you keep it as short as humanly possible. Something along the lines of, "We have loved Brooklyn from the day he was born, and we will continue to do so. And we'll be not making any further comment," because it's very difficult for them to get into any of the details, which I've touched upon, because it then becomes further airing of the dirty law. Laundry. What their objective will be, one would hope, would be to reconcile with their son and to further build that relationship. But if what Brooklyn says and what we have learned over those 20 or so years watching the Beckhams is that they will want their brand back, and what we might start seeing over the next maybe 3 or 4 weeks is bleeding back into some of these images coming out. And I suspect Harper, their daughter, who's about 14 at the minute, may become a character in this, building to about over the next 10 weeks some sort of family engagement at Easter, which again may reposition them back to Brand Beckham, because this is the generator of their revenues and their money. But you would, I think, what you can then look at it. That's the public communication. I actually think what the more is more interesting is how they're going to address it privately. How can they get Brooklyn in any way back, perhaps not back into the tent, but back adjacent to the tent, so that he doesn't say anything more that's even more significantly damaging than what he released yesterday? That might be, do they ring him? Do they send an emissary? Or do they decide actually just we'd have to freeze him out? And so that brings up all of those real family issues, like how did they describe it to their siblings? How did they describe it to the wider family? It's a very messy, messy situation. And partially the reason that it is so damaging is that the Beckhams position themselves as this strong, perfect family. And the statement that Brooklyn released contradicts that.
But I'm also astonished by Fionnuala Jones. What's he doing in Davos at the World Economic Forum? David Beckham, that is.
I mean, David Beckham's a good man about town, isn't he? He's always at everything, likes to show face. And I would imagine, I'd say even cancelling probably couldn't have. And I would say maybe Owen would agree with this. To cancel at this kind of 11th hour only speaks to, I don't know, maybe infers guilt in some way.
But hold on.
He was just like,
Davos is full of world leaders. I think there's 64 global heads of state or prime ministers who are there, including your man Trump. And David Beckham is there alongside all of the tech billionaires and the rest of it. How would you think of David Beckham, Fionnuala? Would you have any sort of inclination that he was once a footballer? Or is that in any way relevant to his life now?
I would, but I think it's brand Beckham is kind of first and foremost. Now I see him more as a celebrity, as someone who turns up to things, invests in things, obviously had a hugely illustrious career, but is now just kind of famous for being famous, maybe isn't the right expression, but yeah, like is super famous. His celebrity is kind of impenetrable, or at least it was. Who knows how this will affect it. But yeah, I'd say fancies himself as a bit of a, like, I wouldn't rule out, or maybe if it wasn't the question again, who knows now after this kind of, after Brooklyn Gate, but I wouldn't surprise if he kind of was ever eyeing up politics or thought about politics. Like, such was his kind of stature in culture and popular culture, you know what I mean? As I said, after this, who knows? I'd say all those plans are on ice if they were ever in the making.
Yeah, of course, Owen, he's now Sir David Beckham. He was finally made a Knight of the Realm in Britain quite recently. It took him a long time to get that, and he was very fed up, wasn't he? But didn't he do a brilliant public relations move as well at the time of Queen Elizabeth's funeral, when he waited in line for the full 12 hours rather than skipping the queue?
Yeah, he did. And he was, there was leaked emails a number of years ago about how disgruntled he was that he wasn't made Sir David Beckham sooner. And I believe that he was in Davos representing UNICEF, and hence why he was on talking on that type of topic on Squawk Box. Because you're right, like, Beckham has again a very carefully curated persona. And what we're seeing is, in part, a great Briton, a great British person, a great father. That is now going to be damaged by this. We see Victoria Beckham, her own brand, for example, is that of aspiration. People want to wear clothes like Victoria Beckham, live their lives like Victoria Beckham. That is now damaged. So this is going to, I think, leave a lasting dent in their brand, where it'll be very difficult for people to look at the Beckhams again and not think either, A, why did your okay child end up hating you? Or B, how did you go about creating such a reprehensible child? It'll be one of those two questions, and this is significantly damaging for them.
As Lister says, are you forgetting he owns a football club who the greatest player that ever played the game now plays for? That's right, he owns Inter Miami, where Messi plays. Does that still entitle him to a place at Davos? Well, I know it's the UNICEF thing, as Owen Tomás McDermott of the Communications Clinic has just explained to us. And Fionnuala Jones, thank you as well for guiding us through the minefield of the Beckham family relations.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.